Okay, how we doing, guys? It's 4:25 in the morning here. You've caught me in the twilight hours. Cockles have started. Geckos yelping, or whatever they do. Picking off mosquitoes around the room. Your end, look, coming up to match of the day, I think. Quite jealous of. So this is Audio Boo number 4. I don't know if you guys, it's the weekend, I don't know if you have a chance to catch up, or even if you're aware that these audio gems are coming your way now. First, I just want to say thanks to a few people who have, some YouTube celebrity, far from it, but I just want to say thanks to, I'll shout some names actually, Rocket Runner, Keystock. What's it like, guys, hearing your names read out? Who else? Well, they're the only two people. Obviously, I had a Canadian follower as well who listened to it over the Rockies the other day, which I RT'd. Dewey, big cricket fan. So, it's the first of the shout-outs. Also, I'll stick it in now. There's been a request for some odd context off Keystock, actually. So that's going to go in at some point, just for everyone else. Anyway, I don't want this to be an in-joke private club here. I've got 500 odd of you. Let's not narrow it out. The agenda today was, hopefully this twilight, early morning melancholy might put a bit of edge to the podcast. I'll nip it in the bud now. Obviously, I jumped on Twitter when I got back from Australia. Some deep stuff going down with trying to win an X, which you saw as a hashtag every other fucking day. There wasn't really a happy ending, which is one of the reasons I'm out here at Christmas in a Thai hut training twice a day. That's it pretty much. I might put a dedicated one to that as such. I've noticed a few mugshots on this. Who actually know me, which I didn't buy into that when I came onto Twitter, to be honest, but you know who you are, I don't mind. Rocket Runner made a fantastic comment earlier about he'd rather rub fresh fox shit in his face, stroke eyes, than read his Facebook timeline. I've always been like that, and I don't want this to be some social media fucking focus group, but people posting their vulnerability on Facebook to people they actually know is quite selfish, I think. I don't feel so selfish doing it here, and I think you guys will feel the same. That vulnerability to hit on here, not an issue with it. To some fucking campmates who are 19, drinking buckets of whiskey down the road, yeah, it's not going to happen. I think you know where I am with that. That's quite a nice link, actually, to the camp dynamics. I did this about 4 years ago. Thailand's not really my bag. First time around, I did it just to get a visa, waiting for my visa for Australia. This is purely just to be off the beaten track and train and sit in the sun, escape Christmas. The pros and cons of the decision were finely balanced, and it could have been a toss of a coin, to be honest, hence cancelling a ticket or almost losing £1,000 last week or 2 weeks ago, whatever it was. It was that last chance saloon of either doing something magical or staying put and settling for fucking Cardiff, which I still might have to do in spring, so we'll see. I'm sure some of you may be there, might have been there, will be there. So advice, throw it at me, guys. The camp dynamics, there you go. It's not really my bag. I'm a no man, far from Jim Carrey's yes man. Oh, do you fancy coming to PP Island? No. Oh, which we're all going up for some food down here. Do you fancy it? Nah, I'm all right, thanks. So I'm probably not going to make friends for life here. But I haven't made that. I've got my eye on a girl called Ocean. She's an instructor, actually. Canadian. Bit older. She was some fitness model. She had her boobs done.